What's up, everybody? It's your girl Robin E, checking in on a brand new episode of Pillow Talk. And you already know you need to hit that subscribe button. Stop playing with me. Streaming on all major platforms. God damn, what else I gotta do? You already know you can tune in to Pillow Talk Podcast on Facebook to see all of the live interviews and of course the YouTube Robin E Vet. Shout out to season 3. I just can't say enough how appreciative I am for all of the people that have came through so far, especially this guest, the resume doctor herself, Miss Brooklyn Madison. She slid through to the purple room, chopped it up about her life experiences and just getting to a point of wanting to better herself. I always love when people bear vulnerability and tell us something that we necessarily didn't ask for, but it was something that we absolutely needed. Keep listening. New episode dropping right now. What's up, everybody? Robin E here, and we are back on another episode of Pillow Talk Podcast. Hold on, let me scoot it over because I didn't even know I was cut out the screen. Hold on.
I have not missed Robin.
I am dead, but no. What's up, y'all? We are here on this beautiful Sunday. So excited to have a boss CEO in the building, Miss Brooklyn. How are you doing?
Girl, I'm good. I'm blessed. I'm tired as the hell. But
she was out living her best life last night, basically. Shout out to your brother that graduated.
Thank you. So, Mr. Robertson.
They was doing a thug thizzle. And it was hot out yesterday. Oh, yeah. Y'all was turnt.
And all the brothers was in town from out of town. So It was a one time. You know what I'm saying?
What you was drinking?
We was drinking tequila.
Oh, y'all grown.
Oh, yeah. I don't play with that dark shit. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all is bro. I can't do it. But no, that's what's up, though. Shout out to him. Shout out to y'all, you know, having a safe experience, you know, yeah, partying. Sure. Now, we got to get into it, y'all. For those that don't know, Miss Brooklyn is a businesswoman, CEO, okay, resume doctor. Okay, I like that name. That's cute. That's fire. Okay, author, motivator. I mean, you just have a lot of titles, which I love. Jeez. Okay, I love the titles.
You say it like that.
We love it. We love boss women doing their shit. Absolutely. So I got to know a little bit about you. Where are you from?
All right, funny story. So I'm a little bit from everywhere, but I really was raised from like Evanston and Waukegan because I'm adopted. Uh-huh. So I moved around a lot. Just to make it short and sweet. Okay. But I was born in Chicago, lived in Chicago a little bit, and then my mom moved us to Evanston, and then we was moving. Like, I ended up getting adopted, whatever. From Waukegan to Evanston. Girl, I was all over the damn place. Ooh. I lived in Michigan. I lived in Palatine.
Everywhere.
I'm from wherever I am staying at the moment. So, I'm from Waukegan.
Okay. And hey, it's nothing wrong with that. Do you have a certain location that you love the most?
I gotta say Evanston.
Yeah.
Because like most of my biological family, you know what I'm saying, from Evanston. I really, really grew up in Evanston. So that's yeah.
Shout out to E-Town, Evanston.
You know what I'm saying? Even though I didn't get to go to ETHS, which really hurt my feelings, but whatever.
Look, that just brought something up real quick.
It's okay. I'll be a bulldog.
No, that's fine. Shout out to Waukegan. Look.
Yes.
Shout out to Waukegan. No, that's dope. So you've definitely been around a few places. You've learned a lot of stuff. So, I mean, growing up for you, because you do, I just specialize in like resumes and kind of helping people build that up. Did you ever see yourself doing everything that you're doing right now?
Jeez. I remember once upon a time I wanted to be a lawyer. And then I discovered how fucked up the justice system was. So that went out the window. Reality hit quick as a kid. But No. It really started because I used to write a lot as a kid. So being in foster care and, you know, going through that whole thing, like I never had no real outlets. I was a very angry ass kid. I mean, I guess I'm not an angry adult anymore. I'm working on it. But just that being my outlet, I wrote a lot, being able to just, I used to draw a lot.
Okay.
And my wordplay was crazy. And my teachers used to tell me, like, I used to love writing essays. And students be looking, what the hell wrong with her? I'd be like, all right, bet. 3 days, like, you know what I'm saying? I got this shit.
Yes.
So my teachers used to tell me all the time, like, you're really talented. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, and I really took a heed to that. And just being able to adequately express myself on paper was like, it just made me feel so empowered. Because I've just been bottling all of this up, and I've never had nowhere to let it go. So when I start writing, everything starts changing. And then I got my first job working for the mayor of Evanston. Yeah, the summer program.
Yes.
So, you know, the bike path trails, that's where we started doing as, yeah, I was 14.
Yes.
So I had wrote my resume. Yeah. And then got that because we was actually supposed to be outside working. And at the time, my aunt was best friends with the mayor then. And she was like, you know, we see your resume. We want you to come work inside. I was like, okay. And then ever since then, it was like, after that, I got really good jobs. I was working at country clubs. And, you know, right now I work at a real estate firm. So it's just, I just learned so much over the time. And I was like, I can really write. So why can't I help other people? And really specifically, I wanted to help Black people.
Yes.
And like Black and brown, especially in Waukegan, because we don't have those opportunities. You shouldn't have to work, you know what I'm saying, at McDonald's, whatever the case is. Not saying those aren't good jobs, but you're too good for those jobs. You understand what I'm saying? Like, we deserve to be able to have salary jobs and careers and without having to go to, you know, college.
Absolutely.
Everyone can't afford college. Shit, I couldn't afford college. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have parents at the time. My parents passed away when I was younger, so I never, you know what I'm saying, I've got a chance to go to college. How many other kids have that same narrative or problem? So with a good resume, you can walk into any room and, you know what I'm saying, have the opportunity versus not even knowing that it's there because your resume isn't what it should be. So, yeah, my slogan is quality and affordability. You shouldn't have to choose one. So that's what really threw me off. People was charging $500, $600 for a resume, and I'm like, what the hell? Not saying they're not skilled, but at the same time, you know what I'm saying, they target audience, my target audience is. So, yeah.
Yes. Okay, because shout out to the opportunities. I'm loving this. Absolutely. Shout out to Calvin West. Appreciate you for tapping
up,
in, of course, and Deontay Stokes. Okay, shout out to you as well. Shout out to y'all as well. Make sure y'all share this. I love that, though, and I really love that you touched on, you know, just not necessarily having all the skills, but if you can write, if you can present it a certain way, you can get those opportunities.
Absolutely.
Growing up, I mean, being Black, you know what I'm saying? That wasn't something that was emphasized for us, like salary jobs and stuff, you know? Did you ever have like a career moment as you were growing up in school that was like, oh, okay, like maybe I should take this more serious? Or was it once you got a little older?
I think just like a lot of kids, I dibbled and dabbled.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I said, a lawyer. Thought I wanted to be an architect at one point in time. Started watching Grey's Anatomy. I thought I wanted to be a damn gynecologist. Like, I was all over the place. But no, I never really had nothing said. I mean, I always really wanted to be a lawyer.
Because
it was a mentor I had ran into when I was younger in Evanston. And she was going to law school at the time. And I was like, I want to be like her, you know. And I always took a liking for, like, criminal law. Because I hate seeing Black folks go to jail for shit there. You know what I'm saying? Without being represented correctly.
Yep.
So in my mind, that's what I wanted to do. But as far as career, I was just trying to make it to the next damn day. At this point. My childhood wasn't fucked up, but it was tragic. So
I'm sorry to hear that. I don't want to laugh, but
no. You know, I'm at that point where I can do that now because what the fuck I'll be sad for? You know what I'm saying? Like, it didn't kill me. And all of those experiences created me into the person I am today. So my transparency is going to be the reason somebody else can have a testimony. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not tripping. I didn't die. You know what I'm saying? I was mentally fucked up, absolutely. But it's not to a point where God can't still work and use me the way that he is. So I thank God for that because it's a lot of times I didn't know how I was going to get, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So a lot of people used to be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why are you laughing at that? I'm like, because what am I going to do about it? Be sad? It happened 10 years ago. So, yeah, I'm a laugh to keep from crying type of person.
Hey.
I have very dark humor.
Sometimes you got to do that, though. Sometimes you got to do that. You got to laugh through the pain sometimes to get you through it. So I definitely understand that.
Yeah.
I do understand it. Very strong woman. Very strong woman. Okay? Very strong. Now, let's get into the businesses. Okay, I want to talk about your business, BTM Enterprises. So how long have you been established? You know, what were some of the first steps you took to create that?
All right. So 2020 March, I want to say. That's when I got my LLC. Maybe it was April. It was April. Okay. Got my LLC. I was really just figuring out as I was going because I don't know no local resume business, right? You know what I'm saying?
Right,
where I was
right.
Like, how the hell did you do this at first? Like, I was really on TikTok and, you know what I'm saying, Googling shit, just really trying to figure it out because I was trying to build a platform and I didn't know where to start. I have this great service, but how do I get it to the people? You know what I'm saying? How do I make people see the benefit in this? Yeah, I used to post like every day. Okay. I used to post on Snapchat. I used to flood everyone. I wouldn't even really get on Facebook. Instagram was really big back then, but man, I wasn't even gonna do it. Like, started as a business, mm-hmm. but God was like, why would you keep that to yourself when your purpose is to help other people? So do it. Girl, I was charging $15 for a resume at one point in time. Mm. And my clients used to tell me, like, I'm going to see you for $50. I'm like, for what? No. And they're like, you need to value, you know, your craft.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They come back telling me they're getting these good ass jobs. I'm like, I'm so happy for you. And they're like, oh my God, I couldn't, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But you need to charge more. And I'm like, I don't want to charge more. And everyone kept telling me. And I'm like, you know, it's crazy when your clients keep telling you that. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
They can see the value in it. And it's been a long journey. I had one definitely stopped writing resumes for a good minute. I was like, fuck this shit.
Ooh, it just got to a point where it was just overwhelming. Just overwhelming. Tired of it.
Overwhelming. I think, what was it? A couple months ago, maybe 6-7 months ago. Girl, I had like 23 clients in like 2 weeks.
Ooh.
And I was like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm fighting for my life. And at that time, I had I swear to God, I was crying.
I'm
like,
fighting for my life.
I'm going to write 23 resumes in 2 weeks. And I'm telling these people a 3 to 5 day turnaround. I said, what the fuck wrong with
me? Well, you was that motherfucking cranking that shit
now
out.
Now what? So after that, I was feeling defeated. But then I learned the system. I changed my hours. I changed my days. I found something that fit me because I'm steady trying to be the people pleaser to my clients.
Right.
I would drive myself up crazy. I'm answering my phone at 1 o'clock in the morning. What are you talking about? They talking about, can you edit this? I'm like, I can't sleep. I got to get up.
No, hell no. It's 1 a.m. You better get off my mind.
Girl, nah, I turned that bitch off so quick. But, man, it's definitely been a roller coaster because, you know, writing resumes, there's no, like, right and wrong type of thing. You know,
right.
There's not a real layout to it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You kind of got to go based off your own qualifications. And people always ask me that because I went to college, I just never finished. I think I might go back, but that's neither here nor there. But you know what I'm saying? I'm just a little black girl just writing. You know what I'm saying? I don't have no certifications. Yeah. I ain't got no qualifications. You know what I'm saying? I'm just out here making it look good. And people always ask me, like, what's your qualifications? I'm like, life. But
okay.
You know, just being able, because I always stress to my clients, take the shot. You miss 100% of the shots that you never take.
Right.
So, and be like, I don't have those qualifications. I'm not skilled for that. Yes, you are. God is calling you to walk into that room. That's all that matters. That's the only qualification you need. So, I like to stress that. I actually love my clients. I have had a few where I was like, bro, if you was in front of me, I'd punch shit at you. But, like, most of my clients are repeat clients. They always refer people. They text me, you know, a couple months later, like, how are you? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they're very, because I give them more than the piece of paper. I give them the experience. That's what I like to do. I'm a people person. So my customer service is really big for me.
So. As it should be.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I love that. Okay, it's the customer service for me, y'all. We love it. We absolutely love it. I love how, too, you said, like, you know, you're not necessarily certified, but you know what's needed. You know how to, you know, fit the qualifications for what they have.
Right.
So as you started doing more clients, how were you able to, you know, like, navigate what looks good? You know, if you can give us a little tip or something like that. What looks good on a resume? How would you, you know, refer some tips?
So I focus on 5 main points when I write my resume, which is format, presentation, the layout, the color scheme, and obviously the wordage. I always tell people your resume doesn't have to be black and white. You're not black and white. I don't know you from a can of paint, but you know what I'm saying? These adults, we like to see aesthetically pleasing things. Mm-hmm. So why would you give me this blank ass Word document
when
you can get your ass on Canva? You know what I'm saying? That's really I'm gonna put you on game. Get on Canva and find they got modern, they got corporate, graduate. Like, gee, you can literally type in any resume and it'll pull up the whole fucking format.
Mm-hmm.
So why wouldn't you be able to capture your part? Like, I like to capture people's personalities, their accolades, their accomplishments, and put it on paper.
Yes.
Because you're not black and white. And hiring managers remember a good looking resume.
Mm.
I've had clients come back and be like, they remembered it because they, you know what I'm saying, how it looked so good.
Yes.
And I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm not going to add 1,000 different colors. It'll be one simple color. It'll be a base color. And then you'll have you know what I'm saying, you're either black or white. But always have something that makes you stand out. It doesn't, because you got to capture them first.
Absolutely.
Before they even read it. They go over a resume probably 100 times a week.
Yeah.
And it take them 15 seconds to realize if they want to read it or not.
Mm.
Not even if they really want to go. You know what I'm saying? They'll skim it and be like, oh, okay, whatever. Because they see the same shit all the time.
Yeah.
So you got to come in there with a different approach. So that's, you know what I'm saying? I always tell my clients that. And I've had some that are like, well, I don't think. Well, you booked me for,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Don't. So.
Yes. Yes, for the points. Okay. Absolutely. I hope y'all paying attention. I hope y'all taking notes. Okay. Because a lot of y'all resumes, they've outdated. Okay. They don't capture the eye. She just said 15 seconds. Man. Okay, 15 seconds. Yep. A hiring manager knows whether or not they're going to fuck with you.
Yes, yes, for sure. You know, I always tell people apply for the job regardless.
Mm.
And if you're writing your resume, the easiest thing you can do is cross-reference the job posting with certain keywords and qualifications that they're looking for,
yes.
And skill sets, and add those specific skill sets and qualifications, things of that nature to your resume. Because now they use the ATS system, which is the applicant tracking system, what they run your resume through. So it'll pinpoint those certain things. So mind you, if you're applying for this job, but you don't have none of these qualifications, it's going to automatically reject you. So get ahead of the game, go to the job posting, go down to the bottom. It'll have keywords. You can copy and paste, or you can even, I know they said, I had recommended people to do this too. You can copy and paste them and put them in white on your resume. And the system, because it's a technological system, it'll still read it, but the employers won't know why because they can't see it. But the system will say it's accepted, so it'll still go through.
Okay. We get a little backdrop information. I know about that right there.
You know what I'm saying? And my dad actually told me this, because they go based off of your zip code.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So what, as far as how close you are or far or what?
Where you're from.
Okay.
And I mean, obviously they name, you know, they go over your name,
yeah.
What type of name you have. I genuinely think most of the jobs I've gotten is because of my name. Brooklyn Madison.
Yeah.
And then I answer the phone and be like, hi, my name is Brooklyn. Thank you so much.
That's
and then I go in
name.
And they be like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Without saying what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So it's already hard enough for us, and they make it a lot harder with that system, but this way is around it.
Okay. Absolutely. You giving us the rundown, and I'm loving all of it, because I still keep going back to, we deserve them salary jobs. We deserve
yes.
good paying jobs. And that's a system that nobody knows about. The, what'd you say, the ATS?
ATS. Applicant tracking
nobody,
system.
Motherfuckers don't know about that.
Yeah.
You know, you're applying to a job, you're sending it through, you're like, damn, I don't know why they, you know, didn't call me back or whatever, not knowing that your shit was rejected.
Yeah. Before they even get to see it, so.
Yes. Yeah. Dropping gems. I love it. I absolutely love it. So besides resume building, what are some other services that you offer?
I'm a part-time therapist, not playing. Well, I build websites. I really don't do all this shit, but now people are asking me. So I'm like, okay, well, I might as well just start doing like, because I'm a marketing coordinator and videographer
okay.
for my first job. So that's what I do. And I build graphics. So I guess I'm a graphic designer. But I also don't want to take away from people that are actually degreed and certified.
I feel you with that.
You know what I'm saying? So
I feel you with that.
I am kind of cool with the graphics, though. But I make flyers. Shit, girl, I think my thing is, because I don't like to pay for stuff.
Yeah.
I will figure out how to do it.
Absolutely.
So I learn how to build websites.
Yes.
What else? I know how to build flyers, pamphlets. I literally built my entire, like, I wrote my entire book off of Canva.
Mm.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I just be figuring shit out.
I do
everything. Business cards, logos, invitations. I just be trying shit. Like, my mom be like, I'm going to have somebody. I'm like, no. I'll do it.
I got it.
So.
I got it. Yes, I love it. And you're right. You gotta be self-efficient. Shit is expensive. And when you have the time to learn it, why not?
You know what I'm saying? But my thing is, like, I want to be able to pay people for the quality of their service and
yeah.
their time. And I'm broke, so I cannot. So I'm going to figure this shit out on my own. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I really do. And especially Black folks. They'd be like, they charge you too damn much. I mean, you got to think about the time. You got to think about all the things that they put into it. You know what I'm saying? I want to be able to pay them adequately. Because if it was Sam or Sarah, you would have went over there and paid their ass $600, $700. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
With no. So why I gotta cut you short. So I'd rather not, you know what I'm saying, figure it out, and then so be it, and I'll reroute. But
absolutely, because you're right. Y'all know y'all don't like to pay nothing. I don't know why y'all be on that.
Girl, and I'm cheap as hell, and I ain't gonna lie to you.
You wanted to look a certain way, though. Yeah, you got to, you know, you got to come about them dollars. You got to come about them dollars.
Cost to be the boss.
It just is what it is. So let's talk about your event that you have coming up.
Yes.
So let's get into that. Let's get into your event.
All right, so check it out. I actually went to go get my lashes done. My friend Moni, and it was just a regular last session. We sitting there chopping it up, and she was telling me about some of her employees or whatever, and I was like, you know, you want me to come speak to them, like, you know, motivate them, and you know what I'm saying, see where their heads at, you know, whatever. Woo-woo. She was like, yeah, for real. And I was like, fuck it, you know what I'm saying, why don't we just do an event? And she's like, all right, bet. Next you know, we at Starbucks next Monday. Next thing you know, we at Starbucks again the next Monday. And we just running, you know what I'm saying, writing business plans. And I'm starting a jam board, you know what I'm saying, creating a vision board and getting all this shit together.
Yes.
Next thing you know, I'm writing a fucking proposal and building the graphics. And then boom, you know what I'm saying? It was really a joke. It was like, I said it as a joke type shit. Like, fuck, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We're going to do something like that. And I was like, nigga, what? Okay. Like,
it's real now.
Man, what? So I knew when I had put the deposit down for the Milan. I was like, oh, this shit real. You know what I'm saying? I seen the room. I was like, oh, shit's getting real, real. So right now we got 18 vendors.
Woo! Woo! Yes!
And we're going to have a panel of 4 different speakers. I will be speaking. I am the, you know, I am the last. I haven't posted yet. So that's y'all insight. Princess Ford. We got Ashley Williams, Dr. Bernice Wright, and Aisha Beverly. So we got, you know what I'm saying? And then we got some good sponsors. I'll be dropping some more this week, so y'all stay tuned. But really, I had a vision. I want people to be together. In my mind, I always go back to like the 70s and the 80s where the community was really community. Okay. You understand what I'm saying? Like the foundation. You can, if you don't know something, you can go next door and ask Miss Smith, you know what I'm saying? Because she gonna know. You know what I'm saying? I want it to be like that again. Not necessarily saying it's gonna be like that. But if we all businesswomen, mm-hmm. and we all trying to do shit, mm-hmm. why wouldn't you be able to have someone to connect or network and go ask a question for? I don't like people that gatekeep shit.
Yeah.
I tell a bitch, I got this from so-and-so, or I learned this from so-and-so. Girl, here go the link.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you do it better than me, then that's your calling. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm not tripping. And like our slogan is cultivating connections, not competition.
Because
you know what I'm saying? There's enough money to go around. What Absolutely. We got to be into it for?
Absolutely.
Like, if it was to be another resume writer in Waukegan, which it probably is,
mm-hmm.
I will still share your shit on Facebook. I got friends that do lashes. I got friends that sell hair. I got friends that do hair. I will share all of y'all shit.
Mm-hmm.
One girl might not go to you, but the next person scrolling might.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You might not be. You can't get every person.
Mm-hmm.
You will not get every. And I remember my mentor told me that, because I'm like, how am I supposed to make this a living? You know what I'm saying? When I wanted to write resumes for a living. He was like, you're not going to get every person. Like, I don't know what the fuck you thought. I was like, damn, you just crushed my spirit. But then he explained to me, like, you're not tailored for every person. You're tailored for the people that want to come to you. You know what I'm saying? That will see the benefit in your service, regardless if the next person still does that same thing. So, I know how Lake County is. And I know we support popularity.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of talented, crafted women out here that are looking to start or even already started and still looking for some type of footing. Knowledge, connection, somewhere where they can feel safe to be vulnerable.
Yes.
Being a business owner is hard as fuck.
Yes.
I don't know why people think we just be out here, you know what I'm saying, going crazy. Y'all see all the accomplishments. Y'all don't see when we in the fucking house
struggling.
Crying. You know what I'm saying? I've sat in my living room and just cried because I'm like, how, you know what I'm saying? Y'all don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
So I want women to know that they are not alone.
Mm.
I want them to know that you can learn at whatever age you're at. That's my mama. But she's 67 years old. She still tell me she still learns something new every day.
Yes.
So this is where I want them to be able to come and just be they self. You ain't got to come. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to come stunt, even though, you got to step out. But you know what I'm saying? I really want you to just be comfortable. You ain't got to walk in there and be on bullshit if you see someone that sell the same thing or, you know what I'm saying, do the same thing you do. Y'all can both be talented.
Yes.
God didn't just give you that talent. There's multiple people. You know what I'm saying? That's like saying that God only made one pastor.
Right.
Hell no. Nah. You know what I'm saying? I listen to different pastors, and I love my pastor to death. I listen to different pastors because different people can deliver different messages to me. You know what I'm saying? I receive things differently. So the event, I believe is going to be amazing. Absolutely. I have to keep telling myself that because I'm scared. I'd be lying to you if I said I wasn't scared. You know what I'm saying? It's my first big ass event. I'm about to learn a lot of things from my first mistakes. I had a couple of people tell me, like, don't expect too much because you're going to expect it to be all these people and it might not be all these people. You ain't going to get that many people. I was like, fuck, maybe this nigga right. You know what I'm saying? And then God was like, why are you allowing somebody else to declare something that I've already called is going to be what it is? So whatever happens, happens. And someone told me, like, the people that's supposed to be there are going to be there. That's all that matters.
Yes.
So it's going to be amazing.
Yes.
We're going to have drinks and granddaddy going to be DJing. And it's going to be some real transparent shit going on. So, you know what I'm saying? I want people to stop acting like they shit don't stink in real life.
Okay.
We all got shit going on behind closed doors. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to put on this persona like, you know what I'm saying? You got everything together.
Mm-hmm.
I would be lying if I told y'all I did. So.
I love it. I think that's so dope. And I just love how you're four like coming together because you need a community. It takes a village. That's still a very true statement. It takes a village. Yeah. And we need those type of safe spaces where people can come together and express ideas and grow and evolve. That's beautiful. We need something like that regularly out here because it is a big competition type of thing in popularity, which sucks. But I, like you said, I never stop supporting. I still share. I still try to attend whatever I can attend because it ain't about, oh, you didn't support me, I didn't support you. Yep. You know, it's just about you doing something good. I want to be, you know, there. You know, or I want to be a part of it. I want to show somebody else what you're doing. Like, I love that. I absolutely love that.
Yeah, and I think I really want to take away from the narrative that we have to be strong Black women all the time.
Mm.
You can be vulnerable. You can be hurt. You can be sad. You can, you know what I'm saying? Come here. You can cry. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm a crybaby ass bitch. It will take me a while to cry because I've always hated crying as a child. But I remember my ex had told me, he was like, crying is the way to release things. Because I used to be sitting there mad as the fuck, just mad as hell. And he's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Just cry. And I'm like, I don't want to cry. Like, that's some bitch shit. And he was like, if you never let that go, you know what I'm saying? It's just going to build up. So I want women to stop having to beat a strong Black woman all the time.
Yes.
I'm still telling myself that.
Yes.
Like, it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
You deserve a safe space. You deserve to be somewhere calm and collective around other women that are like you, that understand. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to put on no front. You ain't got to put on no front.
You got to do that. Just be you, boo. Be you.
Yeah. I genuinely think I know it's gonna be a good thing.
Are you still having tickets? Are you still selling tickets?
I am. Right now they are still on sale. They will be on sale till the day of, they will be sold at the door for $30. So
okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Get the tickets, y'all.
Get them tickets while you know what I'm saying, while you can, while you can. It's gonna be amazing. Gonna be amazing. We're gonna have gift bags and photos, you know what I'm saying, all type of shit.
Yeah,
I want it to be where you ain't got to drive to Chicago to go do something.
Absolutely.
You can have this shit in your backyard. That's really what I was thinking, because I was like, damn, you know, why don't we go to Libertyville or somewhere? I was like, no, fuck that. I want it to be in Waukegan. I want it to be in Waukegan. That's it, that's all. Because you should be able to have something in your community that's positive. Not saying there's not other positive things out here. There's women and men out here doing incredible shit.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, everyone always gonna talk about the bad shit over the good shit.
Facts.
But I really want people to know, like, especially women, it ain't that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I don't not like you. I don't know you from a can of paint. So I hope these women can meet someone else that they thought they was into it with and be able to adequately talk. We all adults. The high school shit over with.
Okay. Too old for that.
Man, look, if we ain't fight, we ain't box out, we ain't cut, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Whatever it was, when it was, then it is what it is.
Right.
Life goes on. But yeah, I'm really big on a safe space. That's why I got my therapist to talk. Because I want her to be able to give them tips and be able to guide them and, you know what I'm saying, help the way that she helped me. Like, I swear to God, you remember that Madea, when her and Dr. Phil was sitting there talking, they made her go to anger management. I swear to God, that's why we was. He's like, you're angry. And I'm like, I'm not angry, doctor. You're anger, doctor. But, you know, the little tips that she gave me to get over that. could easily help the next person too, yes, that may not be able to actually afford therapy. And I recommend therapy.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Okay.
Because I be in that room letting it loose. And then I walk out and be like, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm an impulsive ass person. But back to the basics. I really want her to be able to share her story and like Princess and letting them know what she learned, you know, mm-hmm, starting her business. Mm-hmm. She got a beautiful salon, yes, you know beautiful, what I'm saying? And being able to learn business finances and business credit and working on your credit. Like, we're going to have someone talking about business credit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Financial things that we don't know about. We don't know about.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Because they don't really teach us that shit.
No,
you go to Vernon Hills and they teach a motherfuckers finances and credit repair and all that, mm-hmm, shit in school. Mm-hmm. You come to Waukegan and what the fuck? I don't even remember what I learned.
None of that.
I was graduating. I was trying to pass.
It was none of that.
So, the women that have been through it to help women not go through it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You don't have to learn that the stove is hot by touching it. So.
Absolutely. I love it. Like, yeah. I said, that's just amazing. I commend you for doing that and just bringing that to life. It's going to be successful.
It is.
Okay. It's going to be amazing. Shout out to the speakers as well.
Yes.
Shout out to Granddaddy. Women. Everybody that's a part of it. You know, this is a big thing. Anytime you do something like this, it's big. So you should already be proud of yourself. Okay.
I'm getting to that part.
You should already. We're going to clap. You should already be proud of yourself. Thank you should you. Already be proud of Thank yourself. Because you. Even doing what you've done to this point, promoting, connecting, booking, that shit take time, bro. Like,
mind you, I'm working because I work two jobs. So I'm running around like a chicken my fucking head cut off. I don't even live in this state. Mm. So I had to drive and do all this other extra shit. I'm calling folks and dropping off pamphlets and dropping off proposals, trying to run around, put up flyers and shit. And I was really scared at first. I'm like, don't nobody know me. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a lame. You know what I'm saying? I'm a low-key ass person. No,
you're
no.
Just right.
Dead ass.
You're just not one of these popular
people. You know what I'm saying? Dead ass. And people know me, but they don't know me. And I like to keep it that way because I'm a private person. But God was like, anyways. So, for real. Like, he was like, if you really want this, this is what I'm going to need you to do. And I'm like, damn. I'm like, fuck it. Mm-hmm. So, that's why I started serving. Like, I serve 1119 now.
Okay, shout out to 1119, shout out to Mike Coleman. Okay, period.
Girl, I love that job.
Okay.
I've met a lot of amazing people there. I've also learned a lot of, you know what I'm saying, different things while working there. Being able to network with the right people and being able to just learn, like, different stories. And it's just, like, it's just crazy. You know what I'm saying? All we doing is eating and drinking and kicking it. You know what I'm saying? So I love going to work. So I feel like when I'm at work, I be kicking it for real. But I be serving, but I be kicking it. But I that's how I really got my foot in the door to be social. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a social butterfly. But when it comes to business, I be scared because I be doubting myself. Like, realistically, we going to keep it a buck. I doubt myself. I'm a human too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I be like scared because I don't like being rejected. That's really my thing.
Yeah.
And that definitely comes from a long line of trauma. But being able to walk up to someone and be like, here's an invitation to my event. And you know what I'm saying? They can easily look at that motherfucker and throw it on the ground. What I'm going to do?
That's true.
Steal off their ass? You know what I'm saying?
Take this shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but yeah, I really had to build that confidence for that. Mm. Like, I had walked up to this girl at the bar the other day. She's a local rapper. But she was at the bar. She was talking to me. And I was telling her about the event. And she was like, I'm going to come. And, you know, I was telling her how I was scared to walk up because I didn't want people to think, you know, I was better than them. Because that's what I've heard a lot of.
Mm.
And I'm like, how the fuck, you know what I'm saying? Y'all don't know when I was fucking homeless or, you know what I'm saying, my parents are dead. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't know all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I carry myself the way I carry myself. People come off as, like, I'm standoffish. But I'm really not. I'm really a fucking goofball in real life. But she was telling me, like, your confidence is going to make people uncomfortable. Mm. And that's fine. You know what I'm saying? You keep doing you.
Yeah.
And from that moment, I was like, shit, you're right. If they don't, fuck it. If they do, you know what I'm saying? Fuck it. Either way it go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's pretty much it. Like,
yes.
Yeah, I'll be thinking two tears in a bucket. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
No, but it's you doing your thing. Definitely. Yeah. And like I said, you should be proud of that accomplishment. It's a very big deal.
I can't wait till June 6th, girl. I'm going to be drunk. The day after. I'm calling off. Mike, don't call me.
Don't hit me up. But definitely make sure, you know, y'all buy those tickets.
Yes.
Get them while they're still hot. Yes. You know, we need to make that annual thing. Hopefully, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, that's the end goal.
Okay. That's the end goal.
I'm trying to expand. I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying? It's different women brands that are already looking to connect. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So, like, Aisha Beverly, she has Sincere, like, signed a Black Girl That Rocks. Mm-hmm. And she does incredible things, from brunches to connective events to dinners. But, like, those are specifically targeted for certain women.
Yeah.
And she's about to, you know what I'm saying? She's about to take off. Mm-hmm. So now we connecting. So it's just so many different things, like so many different incredible women out here.
Yes.
And I feel so young. That's why I'd be so scared to talk to these people, because I'm like, y'all real life grown ass people. Like, I'm grown, but like they grown. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I'm this little ass girl trying to come to them and be like, you know, hey, what are we doing? And they're like, no, come here. No, this is perfect. You know what I'm saying? So it's new. I don't know where this is going to go. I'd be sitting here lying to you if I told you I did. I'm just going wherever the wind takes me. You know what I'm saying? Wherever God takes me at this point.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even have an end goal in life. I do, but I don't. I'm still figuring it out.
Right, and you got time. You don't got to know it right now. You definitely don't have to know it right now.
That was definitely my problem, because I always felt like I had to know shit immediately. Yeah, I used to be the most anxious person ever.
Nah, that's not like, good for you.
Girl, what? I was having all type of anxiety attacks. You know what I'm saying? I was fucked up.
That is not good for you.
But when I finally got to a point where I was like, it will be God. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it. What I'm going to do?
Yeah.
I know I did the best that I could. That's all that matters.
Thanks.
So now, shit. I'm just at a point where I just want to try out different things. And I want to do all these different avenues. It drive me crazy, because I'd be sitting in the bed thinking about different shit. I'll be trying to open 17 different businesses in my head. I swear to God, I got a whole booklet at home, just different business plans. I'm like, I'm only 24, so
you got time. Yeah, you got time. Time is on your side. Girl, I'm 29. I'm almost 30. So yes, I'll be 30 years old next year. Woo! I'm gonna drink to that. I'm be 30 years old next year.
Yeah, and my body feel 50.
You know, so you got time. Definitely you got time.
Man.
Now, I do want to touch on your books as well, because mm-hmm. I think that's amazing too. Y'all, she got some books out too.
I do. I forgot about them.
You done made time to write you some books. Everything you got going on, you're phenomenal. So I definitely want to, you know, talk about Everything I Am. And then you have your 11 Steps of Redirection, which I think is a beautiful title. Okay. So when did you have time to write some books?
All right. So check it out. Last year I was unemployed. I was working. Like, I had a corporate job and they furloughed me because of COVID. So I had damn near a year and a half. I'm getting unemployment. I'm sitting at home. You know what I'm saying? I'm not mm-hmm. doing shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, fuck it. I'm finna write a book. On some just like, because I think I was on Pinterest. I had seen something. And I was like, I can do that. And now I got my ass on Canva. I start playing around. And next thing you know, it's 6 hours later and the book is fucking finished.
Mm, yeah. You wrote it in one day?
Yeah. So I wrote it one day. I went back the next day, did some more edits.
Which one? Both of them or which one?
11 steps.
Okay.
I think Everything I Am took me a couple weeks because I was looking for certain graphics and still trying to, you know what I'm saying, figure out children's words. Yeah. I don't have no damn kids. Right. I'm auntie. You know what I'm saying?
Facts, me too.
I'm auntie. But when I wrote 11 steps, I was like, children deserve this too. Like, how would I have been as a child if I had a book that would have helped me understand my emotions and be able to learn what affirmations are and be able to positively learn how to let go of these emotions that I'm feeling as a kid. So, the 11 Steps of Redirection is something I used to actually do, like personally, before it became a book. So I write down the beginning every month, all my different steps, and I'll sit there and I'll reflect. And that's how I would be like, okay, well, this is what I need to work on for this month. These are the things that I actively need to do. Because I know me, I always say I got to do some shit and never do it. But when I write it down, I remember it.
Mm.
Like, I got whiteboards and posters all over my damn house.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? To help me memorize.
Yeah.
But I do want to make one that's, like, targeted for men. Because I do feel like the 11 steps is kind of, like, it's kind of girly, but it's not. You know what I'm saying? Because it's brown. It's neutral.
Okay.
And that's really what I was targeting.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's a lot of different things. And I think when people are able to write things down, they can reflect.
Mm.
Because I know I've written some shit down. I was like, damn, they're like,
okay,
you was holding all that in?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I really wanted to Target, especially black folks. Yes. You ain't got to be Superman, Superwoman all the damn time. You can heal yourself. That's really what it is. Anybody else gonna heal you? Ain't nobody else gonna fix you. You gotta want that for yourself.
Yes.
So.
Okay, so self love. We love the self love. Now, what is one of your favorite affirmations?
I don't know. I be having to really talk to myself all day. I talk to myself.
That's healthy.
I answer myself too. I don't know if that's healthy. But I really prep talk myself all the time. And I think it really comes from God for real. Because if it was up to me, I'd be like, bitch, you is crazy. Like,
that's all right.
Shoot. You know what I'm saying? I actually have not posters. Like, I had created something on Canva. Mm-hmm. I fucking love Canva. They might as well just sponsor me.
I love Canva.
from Canva. And I got different types of affirmations mm-hmm. from Pinterest. I love Pinterest. Y'all ain't download Pinterest. Nigga, Pinterest will change your life. Different affirmations off Pinterest, and I read those to myself in the morning. Like, I have one by my tea stand because I love tea. I got one in my bathroom. I got one by my whiteboard, by my desk. I got one in my bedroom, so when I'm getting dressed, by the closet, I can read it. So it's like 8 different affirmations. Excuse me, I'm over here burping my ass off. It's like 8 different affirmations. But I'll read them, and they'll just keep flowing through my mind throughout the day. I try to make that like the first thing I do in the morning. Like, if you can tell, I'm really big on God. So I'll wake up and watch a sermon. I'll tell Alexa to play some gospel music. Because if your spirit ain't right, you know what I'm saying? You're not going to be. You ever just feel like something be off? That's why I'm trying to tap into this and not this. Because this motherfucker take me God knows where. I do affirmations all the time mentally.
And when you're like going through something, or if you're having a bad day, do you recite those at that moment? How do you kind of calm down if you had a day where it's just like, damn, this is not the day for me?
Whew. I've been working on being in my faith and not in my feelings, because my feelings then took me places where I'd be like, bitch, if you had just sat down and shut the fuck up.
Be in your faith and not your feelings.
Girl, you know what I'm saying? And I will commit myself to that I have grown, because back in the day I was really wilding the fuck out. But I would sit down and just try to count to 10 at this point. And just think about, like, I'll pull up the Bible app real quick. I got, like, I love Matthew and Mark, John, Luke. You know what I'm saying? I like the New Testament, basically. But I'll read certain stuff out of there. That'll help me remind myself, like, it's, you know what I'm saying? It's a bad day, not a bad life. And I heard someone say, like, we always give the devil too much credit. And we do. Black folks, though, we love giving the devil some credit.
We do.
And I was like, sometimes when I'm having a bad day, that might be God. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Not necessarily saying I'm having a, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's my perspective. Because if I find joy in the fact that regardless of whatever the circumstance or the situation is, something still good is going to come out of this. Regardless of how I'm feeling right now. Because feelings are temporary. Yeah. Imagine we felt the same feelings all the time. So that's one thing I be working on, like, mentally with my affirmations, trying to remind myself that, because I used to sit, girl, depression used to beat me the fuck up. Like, me and sis used to be like, and she used to be have me in a chokehold. For real, I swear to God. You know what I'm saying? I turn my phone off for weeks at a time. I got my friends about to fly out here, calling my mama, you know what I'm saying, trying to figure out. Because I would take something so minuscule and I would create it into this external ass problem, where if I had just sat down and focused on going back to that one thing, those affirmations, I would be okay. Because I had a very bad problem with letting shit go.
You holding on to a lot of stuff?
Man, what? I was holding on to shit from when I was 6. Look, I'm 24. You know what I'm saying? So imagine I'm having a fucked up day. I'm punching steering wheels and, oh my God, I'll never forget. I had threw my keys at my screen in my car. That was a very expensive lesson. So I was like, if I had just sat here and, you know what I'm saying, remember the affirmation, you know what I'm saying, and grounded myself. That's a therapy word. Grounded myself. And, you know what I'm saying, I always tell my friends, like, I always try to tell myself, allow yourself to feel how you need to feel. Just don't stay there.
Absolutely.
Because I won't stay there. I live there. Depression, all right, bet. We might as well get comfortable. And I used to tell people, like, I was comfortable with being depressed because of an emotion I was familiar with. It was an emotion where I was like, shit, you know what I'm saying? It's another one. You know what I'm saying? Like, now in my life, when good things happen, I'd be scared. Like, what the fuck for the heck? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Fuck going on. And I'd be like, I feel like I don't deserve, I used to feel like I didn't deserve this, but now I'm just walking in it. Because I do deserve these things. Like,
yeah.
And a lot of people, when you deal with a lot of different trauma growing up, you'll feel the same way. Because you're not comfortable with being happy because you've never felt this emotion.
Yeah.
Like, why the fuck I'm smiling so hard? Like, what I'm being happy for? Like, calm that shit down, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Let me go back to where I'm used to being at. But realistically, like, that's where you really have to train your mind. You have to train your heart. You have to learn how to let things go. So yeah. That book really did help me. Should I still do it? I got a copy at home. I actually made a 3-month copy, too, in case people want to write in it.
Yeah.
I think I'll make a 6 and a 9 mm-hmm. in a year copy, too. I just didn't want it to be that expensive.
Right.
Because it's on Barnes & Noble through the press. So the more pages it is, the more expensive it will be naturally.
Mm-hmm.
But I want people to really be able to dump, unpack. That's a therapy word. But
shout out to therapy, okay?
But generally be able to unpack with themselves. You know what I'm saying? My sister told me one thing. She was like, you're never by yourself. You're always with yourself. Mm-hmm. And she told me that probably like 5 years ago. And it's just always stuck with me. People are like, why are you so comfortable being alone? What am I going to do when someone's not with me? Mm-hmm. Be, oh my God, I can't be by myself. Right. Man, what? I'd be in the house of myself for 7 days at a time. I remember I had took off, I think, 5 days from work, and I just stayed. I never left the house. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know depression, just because I was peaceful
yeah.
with being with myself. Mm-hmm. I was writing, I was reading, I was sitting, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Sitting and meditating and being able to do yoga and, you know what I'm saying? All these mm-hmm. other different things. I was loving that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But I want people to understand that. You don't have to be strong all the time.
Right.
And that used to be my main thing. I used to have to be the, I got this shit on my own. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God. I can't do that. I can't. I'll be done lost my damn mind. I'll be like, forget it. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? So.
Now, you do reference God a lot as well and just the word and, you know, reading those verses.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, have you always had a close relationship with God since you've been a kid? Or was that something that happened when you, you know, got a little older?
All right. So, me and bro.
Not me and bro.
That's my nigga. Like, people be like, how you talk about God like that? And I'm like, we all got different relationships.
Absolutely.
And you know what I'm saying? I tell people, you don't have to go to God like, oh, dear Heavenly Father in Jesus' name. Like, no, I be talking to that nigga just how I be talking to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I be like, nigga. You know what I'm saying? He be like, all right, bro, like, what? Mm-hmm. Because we have that connection. Because he knows who I am. He created me. So what I'm going to be sitting here trying to compress and... You know, even though you are supposed to come to God in a certain way,
mm-hmm.
but he would rather you come to him as you are than try to portray something that you're not.
Right.
But that's neither here nor there. I was always raised in church, low key. My foster parents went to church. They were Seventh-day Adventists. My adopted mom went to church. She was First-day Adventist. My mama went to church every now and then. But I had lost him. Well, after I got adopted, maybe a couple years after that. Because when I was 17, my adopted mom ended up putting me out. And I was just lost. Like, I was just a fucking, with Katy Perry, the plastic bag. Like, I was just floating through the fucking world. Like, I had no nothing. And I was 19. And I actually, trigger warning, I tried to kill myself. And I told God, like, bro, if you want me to stay here, like, you know what I'm saying? You figure it out. Like, I took 36 sleeping pills. There's no fucking way I should still be here. But I told God, you know what I'm saying, nigga, come get me. And I swear to God, I felt like I was really dying. And then I woke up, it's 6 o'clock the next morning with a headache from hell. I was like, what the fuck? What do you want from me? And from that moment, I had went to church. I went to Jesus' name. I didn't know nobody in there. I sat up in that balcony and I cried the whole fucking service. And from that moment, I think I got baptized next week, the week after that. And ever since then, I'm not going to say, like, shit's just been peaches and cream, right. But from that moment, I knew, like, my life, I have to give my life over to God. Like, mm-hmm. I have to allow him to work in, because clearly I have a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be clear. I was really supposed to die that day. But, and I used to think about all the time, like, I'm so glad I didn't die that day. Like, because I wouldn't be learning the things that I'm learning and, you know, over that one situation or that multiple situations that I allowed to try to take me out. I'm being able to help and touch other people. But God, man, he's done some shit, man. God be God and That's my slogan.
God be guiding.
But yeah, it was from that moment I was like, because my spirit had found its home. Mm. It's really what it was. It was just different. It was just different when I walked in there. It was just something I was like, home. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I'm 19. You know what I'm saying? I'm having to go through all of this shit, but I was finding people that are just loving me from not even knowing me, yeah. walking up to me, hugging me, and, you know, telling me how beautiful, like all of these different things. Mm-hmm. And I was like, damn, like, there's really people out here that are vessels of God. You know what I'm saying? And I had a woman. I love God. Because I had a woman. I was looking for therapy services or something. And they referred me to my godmom. But at the time, she was just some lady. So we had met. I guess they had gave her my number or whatever. And she's like, what the heck? You know what I'm saying? Like, what you give me this for? And we end up talking. And at the time, I was in a very toxic relationship. So, like, my godparents are seeing all the worst of me. But they stuck it out. You know what I'm saying? And they have been nothing but, like, it is just insane. Because I feel like God gave me a second chance of having parents again. So he's just been doing a lot. Like, and I'm not going to sit here and say, like, well, I've had the best relationship with God, because I've tried to leave this nigga. And I'll be like, bro, you know what I'm saying? I'm through with you. I'm cool on you. You know what I'm saying? Like, realistically, and people would be thinking, just because you go to church, your faith is, you know what I'm saying? And you always talk about God. You just got everything together. Like, no, I have vulnerability moments too, where I'm pissed off at God.
Yeah.
Like, let's be, you know what I'm saying? Let's be real. Mm-hmm. And people always think that you just have to have the best relationship with God. And like, no, you're still human. You feel how you need to feel. I was mad as hell at God, because I'm like, nigga, how you take both my parents? Mm-hmm. Both of them? You couldn't, you know what I'm saying? Give me half of one, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I think growing up, that was a lot. And I was always like, why me? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Growing up. But as I got older and progressed and began to change my perspective and begin to heal myself from the inside out, it became very clear. But yeah, man, my godparents, they really gave me a second chance at parents. Because I swear to God, I'd be talking to them and I'm like, that's some shit. Like, I feel like they're my parents. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even call them godparents. I'll call them mom and dad. You know what I'm saying?
That's beautiful.
So.
Definitely beautiful.
Yeah, God be, I can go all day about God.
God be got it. God be got it.
You know what I'm saying? I keep it definitely. Real. So.
Now, we definitely are running out of time, but I do want you to, you know, let us know as far as what else can we expect from you this year.
The unexpected. Oh. honestly, I don't know, man. I got some shit up my sleeve, I think. I don't know. Oh, I am going to be working with trio students with Waukegan. So
nice.
Ms. Ashley Williams has me doing a self-awareness day, self-care day. So I'll be teaching the students how to do affirmations and journal and to be able to unpack.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to working with students. I'm looking forward to work with the community. I'm looking forward to just do stuff. I might just up and become an event planner. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck around.
but honestly, man, I'm just trying to get to tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? I do have end goals. I do have plans, but whatever God wants. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because we always make up what we want.
Okay.
But whatever happens, happens. So just expect the unexpected.
Your story is really amazing. Like, I might have to have you come back on just for another part two or something. We might have to, you know, because you really were saying a lot of just powerful things about your life and your experiences. And that just makes me more inspired by what you're doing, you know, to overcome everything you've overcome. That's amazing, you know, and to still be overcoming. That's amazing as well.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, the slogan is true, where it say, if it didn't kill you, it'd make you stronger. Which is, people be like, how you joke about, you know what I'm saying, dying, you know what I'm saying, you trying to kill yourself and all the shit you've been through. And I'm like, nigga, if I was supposed to die that day, I would have been dead. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But obviously, whatever I was going through at that time clearly goes to show that whatever you're going through is not going to take you out. And I try to remind myself that, because I have had a couple depressive episodes in the last couple months where I felt literally defeated. But that's why I really want people to know. You know what I'm saying? I need you to know that this circumstance does not determine your life. where you are right now, where you're from, what you're going through, the things that you've been through is not the end goal.
Right.
It's just the starting point. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, y'all. We love it. I gotta give another big shout out to Miss Brooklyn, okay, for coming on the show and talking her truth, y'all. I always love when people have these types of conversations because mm-hmm. we don't get to talk about it enough. People mm-hmm. gotta be able to unload, unpack.
Shout out to Dr. Wright.
Therapist. But no, I love that. I do have your IG scrolling down here, but if there's anywhere else, your TikTok, I know that's busting right
now. Lord,
anywhere else, you know, you want people to follow you.
Man, you know what I'm saying? I ain't nobody. I just be chilling. You know what I'm saying? I'm regular Degulous, man.
Regular Degulous.
So y'all see.
Well, y'all tap in. Y'all tap in with her on IG, okay? She definitely does some amazing things. She got some amazing tips, amazing affirmations on her page. So if you're somebody that needs some, you know, words that resonate with you, you might want to browse her page because they're on there.
I do my best.
No, but I appreciate you. I love it.
Thank
and
you for having
I'm her. Looking to see everything else that you do in the future. I wish I could come to the event, but I'm going to still share, promote. Let me know. I'm still going to share it, tell other people because it's amazing. So. And I'm gonna need my book. I need my affirmation book.
I should have, but I didn't even go home.
You know what I'm saying? We gonna let that slide today. But
I'll come back.
I need a book too.
I
love affirmations.
I got you.
Shout out to everybody that tuned in today.
Thank you,
y'all commented,
sure.
y'all shared, y'all hearted. We always appreciate people coming in and listening to everything the guests gotta say. Yes, we love it.
Yes.
So make sure that you guys do, of course, subscribe to Pillow Talk Podcast, streaming on all major platforms. I'll let you, girl. Have a happy Sunday. Sending love and light to all of y'all, man. Peace out. Okay, you can get real with it. I'm like, hold on.